howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, it's a shame nothing is built in the U.S. anymore.
I know.
I bought a radio that said built-in antenna. I have no idea where antenna even is.
Did you Google it?
I have no I don't know where that is.
Where is
it? Right, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Hey, welcome to our outfit.
Okay, I have a quiz for you.
Oh, no, I hate
this. This is going to tell us how dad you are. Okay?
Okay.
All right. If you say, guess it's free then, when a cashier has trouble scanning an item...
Guilty.
Yep. Yep. If you say found it after pointing a stud finder to your chest.
Oh dear.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
Dear.
Right. Yep. If you say looks like we'll have to amputate when a kid has a minor injury.
Man.
I know. These are all us. These are all us. Yeah.
Oh dear.
If you say did you fall in when a kid takes too long in the bathroom. Right, right, yeah.
This is not funny.
I know, yeah. If you say, no, your other right, when someone mistakes their left for their right. I do that all the time, yeah. If you say, what's the damage before looking at the bill? Yeah, right. If you say, can you do mine next when you see the neighbor washing his car?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Or mowing his
yeah,
lawn.
Where's the line? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say, I was just resting my eyes after falling asleep on the couch or in your easy chair, right?
I was thinking.
Right, yeah.
Very
I was just thinking. Right,
thinking
yeah.
Very hard.
Right. If you say, guess they'll let anyone in here when you see a friend in public.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, or I seen better head on nickel beer.
Yep. My favorite one is who you see when you don't have a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
All right. If you say, glad we're not going that way when seeing traffic on the other side of the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm sure glad we're not going that direction.
Thank heaven.
Mm-hmm. If you say, can't get very far without these after forgetting your keys.
That's a fact.
Now, this one isn't us.
No?
But I'm sure there are fathers out there that do this.
Oh, okay. Yes.
When saying, look, horses.
Oh, hey.
When driving past horses. Or rolling down the window and going, moo. Right. Yeah.
Move, cow.
That's not us.
No.
But I know it happens.
It does.
Yeah,
it happens.
Right.
For sure.
If saying, I'm not paying to heat the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. Close the dang door.
When the door is open.
Yeah.
Yep. When saying, it's not heavy, it's just awkward. When carrying something heavy.
Heavy, yes, yeah.
That's not heavy, just awkward.
Well, and it's not heavy till you pick it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There's another dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you are dad.
Yeah.
When saying, people don't know how to drive in this town. In every town you're in.
Every town, any right? town, yes.
When saying, we need this rain. Every time it rains.
You're good to
yep,
have a
yep,
rain.
That's right. When saying that's how they get you after declining additional warranty protection.
that's
how they
get you.
Get you. Yeah. When saying back already, how was it when someone comes back in because they forgot something? Or saying that's not going anywhere after tying something down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, got a great show coming at us this week.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, Bryn Hill's riding along with us. Red Steagall has some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We have New West, Eddie Arnold, Hot Club of Cowtown. We're going to start with a new one from my buddy Caden Miner.
Oh, yeah.
This is a dandy song. This is called Drifted Snow.
what a sheep begged him for his grace. The wind and snow had buried them. It took 9 days to reach the road. Each day they just found more dead calves. She staggers with a load. And though he held her close and he whispered, breast away her tears. Her husband acted tough and strong, but inside he faced the fear. Cause they've lost more calves than they can count, and more found every day. Stackyard growing empty, they're almost out of hay. So please, God, please, can you send the green of spring? They need to feel some mercy, the kind that only you can bring. They've done all in their power, it's in your hands, and now they know. Can you send the warmer weather and save them from the drifting snow? Lots of ranches all across the west, feeling their same hurt. Record snows, it's been 6 months since they'd last seen bare dirt. Old man winter's rode on ragged, wearing paper thin. Pushed to the limits, not far from giving in. So please, God, please, can you send the green of spring? See the kind that only you can bring. They've done all in their power, it's in your hands, and now they know. Can you send the warmer weather and save them from the drifting snow? Kind that only you can bring. They've done all in their power, it's in your hands, and now they know. Can you send the warm weather and save them from the drifting snow? Can you send the warm weather and save them from the drifting snow?
Boy, isn't that a good song, though?
Oh,
my
man.
Gracious. I'm telling you, Caden Miner does a great job with that. The lyrics were written by Daryl Holden.
Okay.
Yeah, and this all came about after last year's spring debacle, winter debacle. And down there where Caden is, down there in that Woodruff area, they had close to 50% mortality, and in some places more.
It was a wreck.
It was. Caden sent me a video that spring of them in their calving field.
Yeah.
He looked like he was walking through a lake.
No.
Yes, they were horseback and, you know, water up to the knees.
Water everywhere. Not a drop
man,
of drink.
So that song really strikes home.
Absolutely.
It's a dandy. It's out for streaming now. So
go
to your favorite streaming device. Type in Caden Miner, Drifted Snow.
Miner.
Yeah. Yep. Caden's a good boy. He's a good feller. All righty. Well, change is good.
Right.
Right. Go from winter to spring. Change is good, right?
Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what was funny about that when you said that last week. Okay, this is what we're going to do this week. Change is good. Question mark. Is change good?
Is it?
Well,
is it?
Sometimes. I'm going to say sometimes.
Okay,
change
all
is
right.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seasons. Okay. I love having seasons.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next one
although,
every time.
Although in our country, it's usually 9 months of winter and 3 months of relatives.
Right.
Those are the two seasons
right.
we have, right?
And yeah. in Utah, it's road construction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. yeah. But they don't have 9 months of winter either.
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can't complain because
no
we
complaints.
Haven't had much winter this year.
No, what you got
I
to
know.
Complain about?
Exactly.
Other than we ain't got no water.
Well, I see this is it. And here we go. The typical rancher, right?
It's yeah. too dry.
It's too wet. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's not this. It's too much that.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway,
we'll
okay.
deal with it, right?
I've decided I'll just pay more for hay next summer.
Well,
okay,
get ready.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
exactly. We yeah. had a good hay year this year,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
the hay was decently affordable.
Right,
yeah, yeah,
right.
And now we're getting no moisture.
Well, you're going to pay one way or the other.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Somebody's going to get that money.
I guess I don't feel bad about not plowing snow so much.
Not as much in fuel.
Exactly.
You haven't torn up any equipment at this point.
And that's the difference between plowing snow and moving dirt.
Yeah.
Okay? At the end of the winter, at the end of the spring, you have nothing to show for all your work.
Not a thing.
When you're plowing snow.
That's right.
At least if you were pushing dirt, you'd have mounds.
Have a pile of dirt.
Have
somewhere.
A pile of dirt somewhere.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. But change is good.
Change is good.
Yeah.
I like change.
Some change.
Change is as good as a vacation.
That's what Dick used to tell me.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Do something different.
That's right. I'd take vacation to go haying.
Even.
And people would look at me and go.
Like you're crazy.
That's a vacation?
Right.
Well, yeah, it is.
You bet it is.
Change is as good as a break.
You got it. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Hot Club is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.